This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Amador Ramos Salinas. Date of birth, January the 14th, 1961. Case ID number 519-5973. Date of exam, March the 23rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Jose Marina, dated 11/22/22, identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and left knee pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked in construction for approximately 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is not working at this time. He does receive a Social Security check and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, back pain. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. And number four, left knee pain. History of allegations. Number one, back pain. The claimant states that in 2012, he started to develop lumbar sacral back pain. He states the character of the pain is a burning, stabbing, cramping pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to his right leg and inguinal area. A laminectomy was performed on May the 30th, 2022. His limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 15 minutes, lift approximately 15 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane and a walker that he uses when he goes out. The claimant did present with a walker to my office. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, and walking a little bit around the house. He states he does not do any housework, go to the grocery store, cook, or do any laundry. His physician is Dr. Escandon, and he has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 6 weeks of physical therapy. The claimant is presently on hydrocodone / acetaminophen, 7.5 milligrams / 325 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, BID. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID. Baclofen, 10 milligrams, TID, and naproxen, 500 milligrams, QD. The claimant also states that he complains of a right foot drop and is unable to move his foot up and down. He was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis of the lumbar sacral spine with stenosis. His physician is Dr. Jose Escandon, and he also has signs of a right foot drop coming from a right-sided radiculopathy. Allegations number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1980, he developed hypertension. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 138 over 99 mmHg. He is presently taking Metoprolol ER 25 milligrams, one half tablet QD, and Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide 100 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. His blood pressure is borderline high. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He states he was started on ezetimibe, 10 milligrams QD, and that his cholesterol levels are normal at this time. As well as his triglyceride levels. The claimant denies any cerebral vascular accidents or myocardial infarctions, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, left knee pain. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having pain of both knees, but especially of the left knee. He was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease, and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. He denies any fractures or surgeries, but was given 3 steroid injections. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1/2 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. The claimant does have a cane and a walker that he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Jose Escandon, and he is presently on hydrocodone / acetaminophen, 7.5 milligrams / 325 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain. Tramadol, 50 milligrams BID. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Baclofen, 10 milligrams TID. And naproxen, 500 milligrams QD, which he states does give him some relief. He states that the only physical activity he does is walking around the house a little bit. Family history. His mother is in good health. The father has heart failure and hypertension. Medications. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD, hydrocodone / acetaminophen, 7.5 milligrams / 325 milligrams PRN as needed for pain, tramadol, 50 milligrams BID, ezetimibe, 10 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, level thyroxine, 25 micrograms QD, Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. Fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms QD in each nostril. Metoprolol ER, 25 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QD. Baclofen, 10 milligrams TID. And naproxen, 500 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, ankylosing spondylitis, with right radiculopathy, and foot drop, hypothyroidism, obesity, hypercholesterolemia, lumbar sacral back pain with spinal stenosis and right foot drop coming from a probable peroneal nerve damage. Major surgeries, right inguinal hernia repair in 1996, cholecystectomy in 2015. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 beers per week socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 238 pounds, height 5 feet, 11 and a fourth inches tall, BP 138 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 33. General, this is a 62-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were not intact and appeared to be abnormal. Visual acuity was grossly normal with mild deficit. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/25, corrected is 20/20, OS uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/30, corrected is 20/25, binocular uncorrected is 20/30, binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 15-centimeter vertical surgical scar of the lumbar sacral back area where the claimant had surgery for his back, which consisted of a laminectomy. Could you drop down to cerebellar? Could you drop down to neurological on the first page? The last sentence. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, and as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at +2. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a walker that he used all the time. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the lumbar sacral back area and was only able to forward flex 90 degrees and was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the right lower extremity and has a right foot drop secondary to nerve damage. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, with the right side being slightly decreased. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, he requires a walker at all times, and occasionally he can get away with just using a cane. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant's extraocular movements were not normal. Reflexes for the patellar and ankle was plus 1, but were symmetrical. And reflexes for the biceps, brachioradialis reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, especially for the right lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms, especially of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which was plus 3 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, and the claimant does have a grip strength of plus 5 over 5. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for the lumbar sacral back area and the right lower extremity where the claimant has nerve damage and has a foot drop. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with moderate difficulty, and has to do it with a walker. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has minor limitations in his visual acuity and no limitations in his visual fields. However, he does have abnormal extraocular movements, which was noted. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain with right leg radiculopathy and left peroneal nerve damage, as well as abnormal extraocular movements with etiology unknown at this time. Probable diagnosis is back pain secondary to ankylosis spondylitis of the lumbar sacral back area with stenosis causing a right leg radiculopathy with foot drop, confirmed with physical examination. Number 2, hypertension. Blood pressure at this visit was 138 over 99 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant is being treated for his condition. Allegation number 3, hypercholesterolemia / hypertriglyceridemia, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. The claimant states his levels have been normal. Number 4, left knee pain. Secondary to degenerative joint disease, normal physical exam at this time, as well as normal x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Amador Ramos Salinas.